Gemara in Brochus, I apologize, it's not marked here. Brochus Lamed Beis, it's the third thing down. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Omer Rab Chanina, kol amarech bitfilosoi, ein tfilosoi chizeres reikom. Person who's marech bitfilo, whether it means he extends one tfilo or he's mispalel many times, but his tfilo will not be turned away empty-handed. He will accomplish. Menolon mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema v'espalel Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said he prayed to Hashem. Uksiv basrei v'yishma Hashem elai. Gam b'pamahi. Hashem listened to him. So we see that tefillah does evoke a response. That's what we see from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, "Eini v'omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, omer Reb Yochanan, kol hamarech bitfiloso uma'ayin bo seif bo lidei ke'ev lev." One who's marech bitfila, and he's ma'ayin bo. We don't know exactly what that means yet. He's ma'ayin in the tefila. He comes eventually to a pain in the heart, to pain. Shenemar teicheles memushocho mechale lev, a waiting. A hoping that's drawn out over a long period of time and not responded and not fulfilled, it makes the heart sick. It causes a sickness of the heart. So then he continues, which is not necessarily where the kasha is from, but he says, Maitakanti, but it's very interesting, Yasuk Batoira. What should a person do if he has this machlas lev, which comes from hoping and waiting and waiting and yet being frustrated it's not happening? He should be oisik bat toiro, shenema, because it says, ve'eitz chayim tavo bo. Seems that through the eitz chayim, this desire that he has will be fulfilled. Ve'ein eitz chayim elo toiro, shenema, eitz chayim hila machazikim bo. So the Gemara has a kasha. It's very interesting, though, excuse me, but very interesting that a person has this frustration that he's awaiting for something. He's frustrated and it's not happening, and he feels this frustration of waiting and waiting, disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. So if he's oisik bat Torah, it seems that Torah changes everything. That whether it'll make the difference that it'll bring about the thing. It sounds just like addressing the machlas lev, but it says tavo bo, it's not so clear. But that's the eitzah, that a person who feels frustrated in his awaiting Hashem to respond to his tefillah, if he's oisik bat Torah, that frustration certainly will be removed. Maybe it'll even be removed through the means of actually helping him be zeicha to achieve what he wants. But either way, there seems to be a stira. Here it says, marech bitfilosoi, and tefillosoi will not be turned away. And here he says that a marech bitfilosoi in ma'ayim bo is soif bo l'dei ke'ev. He's going to have tzoras. Ke'ev means he's going to be waiting and waiting, and it's not going to be answered. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. Ho de marech u'ma'ayim bo. Here he's marich u'ma'ayin bo, and here he's marich and not ma'ayin bo. So what does ma'ayin bo mean? So Rashi explains, mitzape ma'ayin bo is not a good thing. He says, mitzape she te'ose bakoshosoi. There's a Rashi on the bottom. I'm sorry, that's the Rashi on the right hand, the last thing on the right hand. Mitzape she te'ose bakoshosoi al yedei harachosoi. Yeah. It's a person who's mitzape, he's hoping that my bakosha will be fulfilled because of the fact that I'm davening such long tefillas. I'm repeating it, my tefillah. I'm relying on my tefillah. Seif she'eno nasis. It won't be done. V'nimtzis toicheles memushocho. And it'll be a toicheles memushocho that's going to cause him a chinom. V'hi ke'ev lev kishe'odo mitzape v'ein tavosei bo. It's the ke'ev lev that comes from a hope that does not seem to be fulfilled, that's always being frustrated. A hope that's being frustrated causes a ke'ev lev, and that's what's going to happen from a person who is ma'ayin bitfila, because ma'ayin bitfila means he's metzapeh she'te'oso bakoshoso al yedei harochosoi. He's not focused, and it seems from Tosfos, I don't know if we have time to go into that, but Tosfos asks that there is a place that iyun tefila. It says iyun tefila is a good thing in a few places. So he says the difference is between me'ayin she'mechivin bitfilosoi, that he's mechavin, that the tefila is going to do it, and because of my tefila I'm going to be answered, or because he's mechaven in the tefillah for the rachmi d'shmaya, he has kavonas halev in the tefillah, and not saying that my tefillah is going to be answered because I davened so well or so long. That's what the Gemara actually, in another place, calls iyun tefillah. It says it's mazkirin avinos of shalodom, because the sultan sees, oh, you think you're such a tzaddik, you davened so well, you think you should be answered because of your long or wonderful tefillahs. Let's take a look at the situation a little closer. But iyun tefillah, that means just he's mechaven. That's the difference. So that basically is the way he's meyashiv this, that a person who is marich b'tfilosoi, that's mechavin for the tefillah, that tefillah is not going to be disappointed. That's einu chazeres reikom. And one who is not, who is ma'ayin, marich who ma'ayin b'tfilosoi, which means he's marich in tefillah and he's counting on his harocho and his kavona and his effort and his concentration that he's putting into it, that's going to entitle him to receive the benefits of his tefillah. Such a person is just looking for machlas lev, is looking to be frustrated, because that's not the koyach that brings about the answering of tefillah. The koyach that brings about the answering of tefillah is this pure sense of I'm turning to Hashem, I'm mechaven, I'm asking for rachamim, and I'm not in any way looking at my own, the goodness or the greatness or the accomplishment or the worthiness of the way I'm doing it. When he looks at that, that causes trouble. And then he goes on, he says another thing, another memra, Omar Rab Chama Rab Chanina, Imro Odom Shispalav Lo Nene. What should a person do? Yachsav Yispalav, Shenema Kaveel Hashem Chazak, V'yameis Libecho V'kaveel Hashem. A person sees he was mispalav and he wasn't answered. What should he do? He should be mispalav again. It seems very clear that tefillah has this absolute power, ein chizeres reikom. The power is compromised when a person has this smug sense of I've earned it through the kavona or the extent or the effort or the way that I daven. But on the other hand, a tefillah that's done just with kavonas halev is going to be answered. It ain't chozeres reikom. It never is turned away empty-handed, which means it only, Chazal say there's a lotion tefillah osem machza. It always accomplishes something, but sometimes it takes some time, but there's always an accomplishment there. But there is one thing, it says, if a person wasn't answered, then what should he do? He should be mispalel again. And the posuk that's a raya is kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecho, because it seems that what the tefillah really does is it inspires a person that he's going to get it. I'm feeling the confidence that I'm going to get it, even though I'm not supposed to and not allowed to feel the confidence that because of the way I daven that I should achieve it. That's no good. The sotan's mekatrik. That's gonna bring a machlas halev. Techeles meushocha. It's gonna drag on and on. It won't be answered, and you end up getting sick from it. But a person who is mispalel, and when he's not answered, what he does is he strengthens his trust. What is trust? Not his trust that I'm going to be answered because of the fact that I davened well. But I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I turned to him, I begged of him, I asked him, and I continue to ask him again, and I just have to strengthen that hope again and again, the hope that Hashem in his rachamim will respond, not because of any worthiness that I have in the effort that I put into tefillah. But tefillah has this amazing koyach that it definitely brings about a response. But I think there are a couple of interesting he'oros about what we're doing when we're doing tefillah. So I just wanted to mention, there's a Gemara in Brochas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that the Gemara basically says that in Bekitza, what it says over there is that somebody said all these shvochim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibur, Hanoiro, Ha'adir, Ha'azu, Ho'azuz, Haroi, Hechozok, Ho'amitz, Hanechpod, you know. And he asked him, you're finished? You mean, that's all? What are you talking? So he says to him, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Moshe Rabbeinu only said three, and those are the ones the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, and any more than that, is not appropriate, and he gives a moshel. He says, moshel lemelech bos of adam shehoyu loy elef alofim din rei zohov v'hoyu mikal senoisa b'shel kesef v'haloi gnai huloi. A melech had elef alofim din rei zohov, golden coins, and somebody praised his wealth by speaking about how much silver he has. So the Gemara says that that's a gnai. So the Marshal learns because he's not really adding anything, because if he had so much gold, so what does the silver mean? The silver is not significant. But the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim puts it a little bit differently. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says, and it's late, so I just want to make it bekitzer, but he says, he doesn't say, Loi Omar, Moshe Lemelech Shoyelo Elef Alofim Dinrei Zohov, Umekal Senoise Bemeyo Dinrim. He says, this has Elef Alofim Dinrei Zohov, and he praises him, he has 100. So I really have elef alofim of gold coins, and you praise me, I got 100 gold coins. He says, that's already something that's missing. But at least it's miminom. It's what I have. In other words, you're on the mark, except you've understated it. That's a halbatzora. That's already not so nice, but that's not what the moshel is. He says, the moshel is, I praise him with something that he doesn't have. He says, Hu chesoron b'chuka yisala kesheyia mimin mashe etzleinu. Ukfar shanu says, he says, I praised him, mimin, he said, I praised him for, ein etzlo yisborach miminam dovor, elo klum chesoron b'chukai. He says, I have praised him in something, he has gold, and I say has kesef. It's completely off. Has no shaychus. It isn't that I understated his praise. It's that I corrupted his praise. I lied. And that's what the Gemara means, he says, when it's a gnai. Gnai is not the pshat, just I understated it. He says, I lied about it. He says, I praised him for silver when he has gold. I said the wrong thing. He doesn't have silver. He has only gold. And I'm mamish falsifying the whole thing. He said, this is really what we do when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only heter that we have, that's what the Gemara says, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, la'agodo, la'agiru, va'anoiro, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah restored that nusach, and therefore we're permitted to say it. Obviously, that what we're saying is only for our own benefit. We're certainly not saying anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benefit. In fact, when we praise him, if we the moshel of adding any praises when we speak about Hashem is compared to someone that's actually lying. Even it sounds like even the praise that they said is also not the same thing, but that they were misakin, the Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said we could say it. So we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing us to praise him, even though the praises fall so far short, according to the way the Rambam learns from the Gemara says, Beferish, it would be a gnai. If that's the case, then it's quite obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just making things easier for us to be able to appreciate his godliness, to be able to trust him, to be able to increase that kivui, to be able to hope more and more and more that he's going to fulfill our tefillas, which may be the greatest schus that allows the fact that our tefillas should be answered. But it really goes even a step further. If you look at the Sipurnu in Parshas Bo, Leil Shimurim, so he says, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem Lo Hitziyom Shehoyo Metzapeh Lo Hitziyom. Hashem was awaiting, was waiting anxiously to take them out. Ki Loi Ino Milibo. He didn't remove it from his heart. Avo Loi Motza Es Yisrael Muchonim V'Reuyim LeGeula Ado Yisolayla. Until that night, he didn't find them ready and worthy of the Geula. Ve'Oiso Hoyo Mishamer U'Metzapeh Ki Chofetz Chesed Hu Ki Omram Zal Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Machashev Es Haketz. He says, that night, or that event, to be able to take them out of Mitzrayim, he was Mishamer Leir Shimurim, means I've been waiting, I've been guarding, and I've been Metzapeh Ki Chofetz Chesed, because I desire Chesed. Hashem's Chofetz Chesed, his desire to do Chesed, makes him Mishamer U'Metzapeh. Now, what does that mean? Look at the next one. Ha'hu Laila Zeh Shimurim. He says, U'Kmoy Shehoyah Mishamer U'Metzapeh Legulas Yisroel, Kol Yemei Golusam B'Mitzrayim, just as he was Mishamer umetzape, guarding it, waiting for it, anxiously awaiting the geula, kol yemei golusam b'mitzrayim, all the days of their golus in Mitzrayim, keinu meshame umetzape legulas Yisrael u'asido, ke omru, like it says in the pasuk, v'lochein, lochein yecheke ze lechananchem. He's going to wait to have chanino, to have that matnas chinam, to be able to take us out of the final shibur, of the final golus as well. So it seems here that it's very interesting that when the Sepurah is describing, that's the pshat in the pasuk leil shimurim, that Hashem's midah of chofetz chesed, his desire to do chesed, is such that he's forever. Kol yemei golusam b'mitzrayim. He's waiting, he's meshamer. This is Leil Shimurim, I've been guarding it. You're there for 210 years and every single day I'm awaiting to be able, when can I do the gula? When can I do that? I'm chofetz chesed, I can't wait to do the chesed. And if you think about it, it's very strange because we're talking about a Klal Yisrael that did many things that they shouldn't have. They got themselves involved in the worst type of tumah. They were holding by the memtes sharei tumah by the end that they mamish had to leave instantaneously. They were involved mishchu yedeichem me'avodah zorah k'chulachem tzoin. On the Yamsuf, the Malachim said, halolo ev the avodah zorah v'halolo ev the avodah zorah. Why do you save these and destroy these? They're both ev the avodah zorah. I mean, the matzav that was such that, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits every single day and his midah of chofetz chesed, it's not the pshat, okay, I want to take them out of Mitzrayim, I'm waiting for the time, when it comes, shemer, leil shimurim, he's meshamer umetzape, to be able to do chesed. If that's and it seems that it's not just chesed, because from the comparison to the posuk in the Novi, lochein yechake Hashem lechananchem, he's waiting, over there, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered Klal Yisrael some form of geula, and they said, no, we're going to do it our way. And he says, okay, you'll do it your way, and I'm going to wait. L'chananchem. Chinun is a matnas chinam. So it means the pshat is, he's not even waiting to be able to give them what they deserve. That's too long to wait. But at least they have to be on the level to be able to get a matnas chinam. Even that means a certain level of not everybody even can get a matnas chinam. The Hashem has his cheshbonis. So he's waiting to give them a matnas chinam. And he couldn't even have the opportunity for a matnas chinam. They were so far away that he couldn't give a matnas chinam. But he waits and waits and waits. Every day it's b'chol yom. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so chofetz chesed, and he's waiting every day to be able to extricate us from our tzoros. And he's shomer umetzape. Those are active terms of active concern on a daily basis to help us. So when it comes to tefillah, it shouldn't be so difficult to say, yeah, I'm counting on him. Kavi el Hashem chazak, and if he doesn't respond, kavi el Hashem, I'll do it again. That's what he does. He's waiting just not to elevate me to the level that I should deserve it. He's waiting to elevate me to the level that he should be able to give me a matnas chinam. It makes the whole process of tefillah something more realistic that we can actually achieve. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to say things that are in reality maybe gnai huloi, we have no concept of who he is and whatever we say is so far off from the reality and all for our benefit. And so meitiv, so chofetz chesed to give us everything that is just waiting for the opportunity and waiting for the imetzape u'mishomer and guards it and counts it, counting the days, counting the minutes, counting the moments, counting the opportunities just to be able to justify a matnas chinam. I think with that concept, it should be easier to... Not, of course, to focus on iyu and tefillah that I earn it, because that just helps to deprive me. If you think you earned it, we'll take a see if you earned it. But no, just the chesed Hashem, just the chanin of Hashem, just the fact that Hashem is so chofetz chesed, that's what he wants to do. If we come into tefillah with the realization of the extent of Hashem's chofetz chesed and the extent of what Hashem has encouraged and obligated, permitted us and obligated us to do just to help us to be able to achieve the things that we want, and that the tefillah shouldn't be turned away empty-handed, then we can find the ability to rely on that and the ability that even when the frustration is there, that it is a, it seems it is a frustration, it seems it's a very serious, maybe that's the whole koyach even of bitochen, that because for a person to rely and to be frustrated, it's like the ultimate machlas lev. You can get a heart attack. It's a terrible sickness. It's a terrible thing. Hashem has rachmonis, but we await and we don't. But lemaisa, if we recognize the extent to which he wants to be makabalat tefilas, it would seem that it should be much easier to really put the real kavona into the tefila and to really develop the real hope and bitochen in Hashem, in his chesed, in his chanina, and to be able to, in the process, have a more effective tefillah, and to be zeicha that it shouldn't be turned away empty-handed.